Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello everyone everywhere, Pastor Robert Thibodeau here. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads podcast today. Glory to God. Everyone has struggled with eating healthy, and I mean everyone. I suspect even the cavemen were given that evil eye by their spouse for wanting to eat that extra piece of dinosaur meat off the new fire spigot he just installed for, right? It's a fact that 2 out of every 3 adults in the United States over the age of 20 are basically overweight or obese. That's according to Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. I know I've struggled with weight my entire life. Just a couple of years ago, I was at 280 pounds and decided enough was enough. The last 2 years, I've lost 65 pounds and actually want to go about another 15 or 20. But folks, I haven't felt this good in years. Amen. And we all know that food is the best way to get your vitamins and minerals, but it sometimes can be hard to eat enough of those vegetables and fruits and whole grains and just give me a steak, right? But, you know, you have to have these healthy options. But a multivitamin can be a safe way to boost your nutrients. Don't believe the studies, though, that support the latest fad diets endorsed by some of the big-name celebrities. You know, that some people, anyone actually, can gain 10 pounds and then go document how they went on this gimmicky diet for 30 days and lost 15. And, you know, just don't believe all that stuff. Paleo, gluten-free, low-fat, juice cleansers, you name it. Proponents of any diet can find academic studies or some celebrity somewhere to back up their idea. And that brings me to my guest today. Tim O'Brien started off in the health and wellness industry back in 2003, working for the GNC franchises. He then became their district manager for a chain in 2005. Then in 2008, he became the manager of Elite Nutrition until founding The Healthy Place, the Apple Wellness Place, in 2010. Tim has built a solid foundation of knowledge and expertise, and this has translated into the success he's experienced in opening his own company, The Healthy Place. It first started as an online e-commerce store, then turned into one brick-and-mortar store, then another. Now he's got 4 stores. Glory to God. Tim believes in educating and empowering individuals to make lifelong healthy choices and changes in their lives. His desire is to help each individual to reach their true health potential. And he does so while giving all the glory to God. Amen. Help me welcome to the program, Tim O'Brien. Tim, thank you for coming on the program today.
Hey, dude. Thank you for having me. I'm super happy and excited to be here. It's fun.
Amen. Now, the first question I always start with is this. Other than that brief information I just shared, tell us in your own words, who is Tim O'Brien?
Ha, man. Born, bred, and raised in Wisconsin. And I grew up in a home that professed Christ as Savior, but not as Lord. So the first 18 years of my life, I would say, yeah, I believe in Jesus for my salvation. I'm going to heaven. But I, in 100%, controlled my own life. I was the driver in the driver's seat. I paid no attention to what the Bible would say. Do this, don't do that. Give it to the Lord. Don't give that, you know. And I had an encounter when I was 18. With the Lord. He impacted me, broke into my life in a real powerful way. And almost like a vision, I saw, or understood rather, that the devil was controlling my life, just like a puppet, just like a puppet. And I remember asking myself, man, I say that I'm a Christian. Why and how could the devil be controlling my life? And I realized that I was making all the decisions, and all my decisions were influenced by the enemy, not by the Lord Almighty. So at that moment, 18 years old, I gave my life to him. And I said, okay, God, take me as I am. I want to run this race with you and for you. I want to lay down my life. You know, all those verses that I heard over the decades going to church became real to me. And I said, okay, I want to be driven by eternity. I have one shot in life. I want to live it for you, God. What would you have me do? So that's when I started chasing after the Lord. And I gave my life. And very quickly after that, I got a job at a health food store and started finding out man, I kind of like encouraging people. I kind of like helping people. Amen. And I had grown up, my mom worked at a nutrition store. So I grew up learning about natural alternatives and helping people in that way. And man, I started pursuing a career in that, and I found I loved it. So back in 2010, you know, Becky, my wife and I, we opened up The Healthy Place 2010 and said, okay, you know, I thought it would just be me in there and sitting behind that desk. And then like you said, it grew to 4 stores and an e-commerce presence. And, you know, now we're impacting people all over the country. Amen. And my expertise, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a pharmacist. Don't pretend to be. My expertise is in supplements. There's a lot of brands out there, some bad, some good. Yeah. There's a lot of solutions out there for chronic pain, kind of, you know, some bad, some good. And our mission is to help people.
Amen. So you started off in the GNC store. We were talking before the recording started. You started off on the floor in the back room of a GNC store, right? Tell us about that. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. So we were homeschooled growing up. My mom fought through cancer when I was 4 or 5 years old. And she went through the chemotherapy radiation thing. And much of her recovery was through natural alternatives. And I watched firsthand how much of an impact and a difference that made in her life. And through that experience, she got a job managing a nutrition store. With us kids being homeschooled, we grew up literally in the back room of this health food store, Muskego, Wisconsin, little town out there, learning and watching, you know, doing our homeschool and watching mom get people off opiates, watching mom getting people off the statins and the high blood pressure medication, watching mom getting people off the anti-anxiety medications, antidepressants, sleep medications, you know, working with their doctors and stuff still, not pretending to be a doctor, just watching, man, you introduce natural alternatives as a possible solution. And that's, that was my upbringing.
Amen. Amen. So this wasn't really a career decision that you made, like, I think I'm going to make some big bucks in the health supplement industry, right?
No.
This is just more or less a natural progression for what you were doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Watching mom growing up, giving my life to the Lord when I was 18, then getting a job myself at a health food store, finding out that I like encouraging people and I like this natural alternative thing. And it just kind of happened.
Amen. Amen. So you understood how to read those little labels on the back of the packages when you were little.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want regular elderberry. You want a nice active compound of Sambucus nigra, saying when I'm 7 years old, you know?
Amen. Amen. So when you met your wife, Becky, were both of you into healthy lifestyles? And is that how you met? Or is it just something you found out that you both had in common?
I was about 21 years old, I was a little fireball. And I had understood some principles in the Bible about one church. You know, there's one church, and in a city, there's one church. You know, there's multiple maybe denominations and different expressions, one church. So I really got passionate about that. So I was encouraging young people all around the city in Madison, Wisconsin here to join together. And I'd host these worship nights, or if there's another worship night going on somewhere, I'd call everybody and say, oh, let's all go to this church's worship night, you know? And real passionate about that. So there was a time where Becky came into that pod, and I'd be calling her and along with another 100 people and saying, come on over here. And so that's where we met, is through some worship nights.
Amen. That's awesome. That is.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's fun, dude. You know,
I can imagine, you know, the pastor, you know, he's like, I'm promoting this, you know, service we got going on. You know, I'm hoping I get 50 people show up, you know. And then 100 people come walking in the door like he never met before.
Oh, man. Every time I met a young person at a church, 20, 30s group, whatever, I'd get, hey, can I take your phone number? You know, and I'd be that guy who's like calling, like, come on over to this. It's going to be awesome.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Amen. Amen. So you went from working with GNC to ultimately opening your own company. And it wasn't really that, you know, I hear, oh, he was an overnight success, and I get told by these CEOs, yeah, that was the longest night of my life type thing. You know? But it was really only, what, 5, 6 years or something like 7 years? What was the motivating factor that made you decide you could make a difference on your own? That one thing that was missing from, like, the other healthy style stores out there?
That's a good question. Yeah, it's that care, souls before sales. So when the Lord struck me in my life when I was 18 and woke me up, I had an awakening in my life, gave my life to him. I and I was working in the health industry for a bit. Souls before sales, because in my GNC experience, there's commission involved. You know, it's hey, get some commission. And it was sales before souls, you know, is the way at least my experience was, you know, working for the corporation. So starting out 2010, it was like souls before sales. So what does that mean? You know, for us, it meant some prayerful decisions, like what kind of music should we play in the stores? Well, let's play some Christian worship music in our four stores in Madison. It's very, very liberal, very progressive city. You know, I was a little scared to do that, but I felt like that would be a good thing, to be a light in the city. And, you know, praying for people. If there's a stage four brain cancer, you bet your bottom dollar I'm going to say, hey, Susie, you know, after our consultation, you mind if I pray for you quick? You know, so early on, it was like, Lord, how can I do this in a way that's going to put souls before sales? That's my main passion. And then number two is health and wellness. And so that part, that piece, I've been able to keep intact, you know, because all of a sudden you start hiring people. You want to make sure they're extending that same mission. And doesn't mean that everybody that works for us is Christian. As far as writing a thank you note, handwritten, every single order that goes out around the country, you'll receive a handwritten thank you note. Amen. It's got to say that, you know, thank you for the business, and then something from their heart. You know, I didn't want to force anything. So whether it's, you know, enjoy your spring or enjoy your vitamin C bottle that you just got, I hope it strengthens your immune system like you like. So there's a lot of little strategies there of how to souls before sales. And the Lord struck me with that too. I was praying early on for sales. Yeah. It was like year two, and I was like stretching for sales. Like, oh, God, we got to make rent here. I'm stressed. And I was praying, God, give me sales. God, give me sales. And then it struck me like an arrow. Like, you pray for souls like you pray for sales. And I was like, oh, that's good, because I didn't. You know, I don't.
I love those little like,
so that, you know, souls before sales. And then, knowledge is the second big one, you know, just knowledgeable team, because you can have all the heart in the world, but if you don't have knowledge to back up how to direct people in the supplement realm, it's not going to go very far.
Yeah, and you're very selective in the supplements and vitamins and all that you offer, correct?
Yeah, sourcing is really important. Is it coming out of China, or is it coming out of the United States or Europe? Quality is really important, quality control in our industry, because the FDA doesn't check everything over. You can be a guy in your basement making CBD oil or vitamin C from mushrooms. I mean, you could just, and then sell it online. Not a lot of control on that. So it's good to work with brands that you can trust.
Yeah, amen. I've read a lot of material that claims most of the nutrient supplements, et cetera, that are on the market do not come anywhere near the level of claims that are being made about them. You know, what's your response to questions about the need for supplements and vitamins and stuff like that?
Yeah. So first off, people will say, you know, I eat well. And I say high five, because there is no supplements that's going to completely replace eating a crappy diet. Diet's number one for healing the body. You know, that point I like to make clear. The problem with today's day and age, 100 years ago, a salad literally had twice the amount of nutrients. It's about 50% reduced since the 1950s. A bowl of brown rice, cup of brown rice, 40% less calcium than the 1960s. From the year 1975 to 1995, the amount of vitamin C in broccoli went down 25%. So our food today is massively nutritionally deficient compared to 100 years ago. In addition to that crisis, the toxic crisis is humongous. Most of the chemicals we use in this country, we use like something like 70,000 different chemicals in this country. Most of those are illegal, totally illegal over in Europe. Toxic GMO, genetically modified organism, our food being genetically modified. That's illegal in Europe. So in the United States, it's much more about the dollar than it's about health. That's why more than ever before in history, we actually need supplements, and we need quality supplements. You mentioned a multivitamin. Most multis don't absorb worth the darn. They don't break down. They don't absorb well. So a Centrum literally goes right through your body, not absorbing well, which is why doctors say, you know, give or take the multi, don't really worry about it. They're speaking to that type of quality multi. You take one that's higher bioavailability by some brands that are actually doing a good job, you'll feel an instant boost of energy. You'll see and feel more mental clarity and focus, lower amount of stress and anxiety, stronger and better digestion. the right nutrients, it's incredible how God made the body, because it makes an impact, makes a difference.
Amen. Amen. Well, how do you determine what supplements qualify for inclusion in your store offerings?
Yeah. I mean, GMP. So like I said, FDA doesn't check everything over. So you want to work with brands that prove what they say is on the label is actually in the label. So for example, GMP, NSF certifications, when we work with different manufacturers, different vendors, it's very important that they have those, because I might trust the brand and even the owner might be a good guy that I believe in or trust. Well, what about where he's sourcing it from and how they're putting it together? Who's cutting corners? Mm-hmm. So some of these certifications that cost extra for the manufacturer, cost extra for the owner of the company, cost extra for me to buy it, cost more for the customer to buy it. You're paying for those certifications and it's worth it. Because like you said, there's supplements out there that'll have label claims that they are not in that capsule.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Amen.
You know, so I tell everyone, get somebody on your team. Doesn't have to be me or my brand. We play that role for a lot of people. Get someone on your team that can guide you in the supplement space, because we've all either taken pharmaceutical drugs, we're taking drugs now, or we have loved ones that are taking drugs. It's a common thing in our society. And a lot of times there's natural alternatives that can treat that same symptom. You know, a drug treats a symptom and then damages the body in some sort of way, whether yeah. you're talking about Tylenol or Vicodin. And the natural alternatives, if they work, which they don't, you know, they don't always work, they treat the same symptom and then strengthen the body. Mm-hmm. So curcumin for chronic pain relief, you know, works. It works. People feel a difference in 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. Now we're treating that same difference and we're helping the body, instead of Vicodin that treats the symptom and hurts the body. So it's a paradigm shift I'm really passionate about.
Yeah, amen. I know 2 years ago, October 2019, when I decided to make this healthy lifestyle choice.
And good for you, by the way. That's awesome.
I was on 4 different pain medications. Huh. And they told me, and 2 of them were the maximum amount authorized by the FDA. If they'd have given me 5 milligrams more, had been experimental and not covered at all.
Whoa, bro.
And the doctors told me, no, don't take these at the same time. You know, take like 1 every 6 hours. And as soon as I took it, 20 minutes later, I'm nodding out. You know, and, you know, that's how I lived basically for 4 years, maybe a little bit more, 4.5 years, something like that. And one day I just said, I am tired of being tired.
Right.
And I do not, here's a disclaimer, you'll second me on this. I do not recommend this without your doctor's approval.
Right. Yep.
But I just quit cold turkey. I just woke and said, you know what? I'm not taking anything. Mm. And that was the worst week of my life.
Wow, dude.
I mean, we had to wash the sheets every morning because I just sweat, you know, and withdrawals, and yep. I didn't sleep for 4 days, you know. And
jeez.
I had a doctor's appointment the 5th day. So, you know, I knew you're supposed to see the doctor on that. So I got an appointment already for next week. You can't, usually when you call a doctor, you can't see him for 4 or 5 days anyway. Right.
Right.
So I already got an appointment. I'll go in and see him, man. And nice guy. He's always jovial and happy go lucky and wants to talk. I must have looked pretty bad because when he walked in, he said, "What the hell happened to you?"
Yes. Yes.
And I hadn't slept for 4 days. You know, I told him I quit taking that medicine. Dude. He goes, "Which one?" I, "All of it." "You can't do that."
Whoa.
And, but that was the, oh.
Wow, dude.
But that started, you know, I'm going to start eating right. I'm going to start, you know,
nice.
You know, I can't run. You know, we talked about that. I can't run, but I start walking and, you know, 2 years later, 65 pounds later, you know, I can run, you know, but I do some officiating for high school football and I can do the sideline drill, you know,
right.
Because it's on turf, but you know, I can't go out and run the streets anymore.
Wow. Wowzer. You know, but that exact story, dude, I mean, that's what drives me is there's people out there that are heavily medicated.
Yeah,
well, say it's chronic pain, heavily medicated. We all know about the opiate epidemic.
Yep.
And the medical system's just not set up. The doctors aren't educated on natural alternatives. So they just don't know what they don't know unless they're seeking out personal education on these things. And so you meet this person, you can see it in their eyes. You know, they are tired of being tired. They are heavily medicated. They're in pain still.
Yeah.
You know, all the drugs.
Yeah.
So then what we do every day, that's like, so it still just seems miraculous to me, especially with a team that's doing it more often, is we're helping give people an education on natural alternatives that work, because there's a lot of BS in our industry, a lot of BS, mm-hmm. with brands that actually relieve the pain, and then they're getting off these medications. I mean, I'm still, we have a number of different review type systems, Trustpilot, Google reviews, social media reviews, Mia feedback for each customer. And it's still like 6 or 12 testimonies a day, dude, of people getting off the medications.
Amen.
6 to 12 Amen. A day. I just thank the Lord, because awesome. It started with a smaller, and it's, you know, people are suffering out there. So it's like, if you can minimize that suffering, that's exciting.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
I love your story, dude. That's cool. Well,
I appreciate it. Yeah. And you know, the pain level is actually less now than it was when I was taking the medications.
Boom, dude. And that's, I mean, the other half of it, right?
Yeah. Wow. Exactly. And wow. It's just, you know, because the reason you had to take it every 6 hours, you know, as a cop, you learned this, you know, and when you're talking about drug addictions and stuff like that, it's called chasing the tail of the dragon. You know, they take this thing, and the first time it's, oh man, I felt great. And then, you know, over the course of a few months or whatever, they got to take more to get to that same level. But
yes,
the high and also the crash is even worse, and they need it more. And you know, so instead of taking one, a few months later they need two, and then a few months later they need four, just to get back to zero again.
Right. You know? And I'll give you an example. Like I said, the drugs treat a symptom, damage the body, and you have to keep taking more. There's a popular product we saw sell called Kiro Relief that has some curcumin, boswellia, DLPA, and it lowers the inflammation, which is the root of all pain. So it treats that symptom, strengthening the body, and the amino acid DLPA in there, D-L-phenylalanine, literally strengthens your body's natural ability to treat pain. Mm. So you actually need less over the years because your body is stronger in its ability to treat the pain. So it's complete. It's wild. You'll get me going all day if we talk about this.
You tell because you're passionate about it. Praise the Lord. I always see these little disclaimers that we talk about this, that the FDA hasn't reviewed or approved supplements and all that. And usually it's the fine print in the bottom of a TV that you got to pause so you can actually read it, you know, and then it's like, whoa, even death is a side effect. You know,
right. Oh, goodness. I know. Like sleep medications or chronic pains. Like I was watching one that was like, side effects may include bleeding from the eyes and death. You know, can we try some vitamin C first? Just saying.
Amen. Hey folks, Pastor Bob here. We're all out of time for this portion of this great interview with Tim O'Brien. Now, I know I've learned a lot just in this first portion of a great two-part interview. Praise God. That's right. Tim's coming back in the next episode as we continue our discussion of the healthy place. Amen. Now, like I stated during the opening of the program, we all either have a weight problem, a health problem, or we know someone who does. And with all of the healthy eating fads that are out there, we need to know we can obtain valid, accurate advice. And not only the information concerning nutrients and all of that, important as it is, but we can also rest in the fact that we are dealing with someone who relies on the Lord for wisdom and understanding in these things as well. I encourage you to reach out to Tim O'Brien and his staff at The Healthy Place. Go down to the show notes below, click the links, reach out to Tim and his staff, ask your questions, take a look around, test out some of the products that interest you. And if you really want a huge blessing, Tim has given our listeners a special discount code. Just type in KCR for a huge 30% off discount at checkout. Praise God. 30% off just for listening to this point in this interview. Amen. Now, I don't know how long that discount code will be good for. I mean, if you're listening to this months or years from now, maybe over. But I just want to emphasize that. Right now, go down to the show notes, click the link, take a look around, place your order, type in KCR at the checkout, and get 30% off your order today. Amen. And be sure to come back for the next episode where we'll continue this great discussion with Tim O'Brien. Till then, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do. Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing FaithCasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts, share your unique insights, and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with FaithCasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the FaithCasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. FaithCasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a FaithCaster. FaithCasters, your voice, your platform, your success.